And your father's father would be your...
My granddad.
And his wife?
My grandmama.
What would you call them?
Granddad and granny.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Carriage.
And you put the baby in the carriage, then you go out and... What, the baby? Did you ever say you wheel them or roll them or ride the baby?
Roll's what we use.
Okay. And a name that a child's known by just in his family would be called a...
Nickname.
Did you ever hear of a pet name or a basket name?
Yes.
Which...
But I can't remember what I'd call the name. I know many people that have one.
That have a...
But I think we just say pet name.
Uh-huh. And if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
Daughter.
Or a boy and a...
Girl.
And say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say in 1 year Bob...
Has certainly grown.
Okay. Or he, what, 5 inches?
He has grown 5 inches.
Or last year he...
Last year he was only 5 feet.
Yeah, but then tall. He, what?
But he grew okay. To 5'6".
And... If a child's misbehaving, you tell him if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Whipping.
Anything else you tell him?
You're going to be punished.
Would you tell a small child he was going to get a whipping?
Spanking.
Okay. What's the difference?
Well, I think... I doubt if I ever gave my son a dollar a whipping, but spanking just is taking the flat of your hand and spanking them on the fanny. And whipping, if... which I'm sure I never have done, although I believe I had one, would be actually whipping with a, like a belt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, much more severe than a spanking.
And say if a woman's looked after 3 children until they're grown, you say she has, what, 3 children?
Raised.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
Well, I think that I'm correct in saying that we just say he certainly looks like his father. I know many people say he favors his father.
Mm-hmm. What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say he...
The spitting image of his father.
Okay. And if a woman was going to have a baby, you'd say she's...
Of course, we'd say she's pregnant. Then we'd say she is... I just think we'd say she's about to have a baby.
Do people used to use the term pregnant when you were growing up?
Yes.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you would send for?
Midwife.
Huh?
Midwife.
And the child that's born to a woman who isn't married is called...
A bastard.
Any other terms?
No, just bastard.
Did you ever hear woods colt or bush child?
No.
And your brother's son would be called your...
Nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents?
Orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan would be the...
Guardian.
Huh?
Guardian.
And you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around. You'd say, this town is full of my...
Well, I say it all the time because this town is full of my cousins.
Okay.
I'm kin to everybody.
Any general term for your parents and your cousins and...
Well, I say things like, my family is very large. We're kin to most everybody in town.
Uh-huh. Well, do you ever talk about your kin folks or